Yep, here we go. Walking the corridors of the empty fucking castle. After hours, after the Halloween ball. Of course, no one's gonna be in the fucking corridors. Everyone's in bed, either snogging or wanking or getting fucked. That is, except for me, because as a head girl, I have to patrol the dungeon. This fucking blows. And not in the good way either. You know, as much as I love the dark and dim corners of the dungeons, it really would fucking help if we had a couple more torches so I can see better. I mean, it's not like anyone other than Slytherins are gonna be down here and I'm not gonna rat them out and deduct their house points. Oh, Professor, fancy seeing you out of bed at this hour. I'd figure that you'd have something better to do. Perhaps mark some exams or destroy the Gryffindor parchments with your red ink. Yes, I do understand that. Even you need a break sometimes from the monotony around here in this godforsaken castle. What am I doing out of bed so late? Oh, come now, potions master. Of course you know that I'm the head girl and it's my duty to patrol the halls after a certain dark hour, which naughty students must be in their beds, if not they get in trouble. Well, Professor, yes, I technically would be a naughty student that's out of bed at an inappropriate hour, but the headmaster makes the rules and he's sanctioned it, so I suppose I get a free pass for being the head girl. Did you just say what I think you said, Potions Master? Well, I think I may have heard you wrong, but it sure sounded like you complimented me on my exceptional service as the highest appointed student leader of our house. Well, coming from the only professor that doesn't give me extra marks and has never given me a single outstanding, only a slew of exceeding expectations when I know that my work product is outstanding. Well, that's exceptionally high praise, and I'm not accustomed to that in the academic realm of things from you, so color me surprised. Well, of course, I do earn the majority of the house points that we have. Yes, and our house is very grateful. All of the seventh years that are of age have shown me their gratitude in very, very many different ways. I suppose I should be giving you my gratitude for awarding me those house points and therefore such gratitude from my housemates and envy from our competing and undoubtedly lesser houses. Oh, but I do earn them. Yes, potions master. I do earn those house points fair and square. Yes, in fact, I would be delighted to join you in your private quarters to further discuss the state of affairs in our great, grand Slytherin house. After me? Don't mind if I do. Well, Professor, I fear it's kind of warm inside your quarters. The fire is burning very hot. I think I'll have to take my robe off, if that's acceptable to you. Thank you, sir. Yes. Well, I'm still wearing the silly costume that I wore to the ball. I didn't really have time to come down here and change before I had to do the rounds of the castle. Yes, well, I felt that being Cleopatra this year would suit my overall complexion and look. Oh, Professor, are you really chastising me for showing a little bit too much skin? The headmaster believed it was fine. Hagrid looked like he was really enjoying himself, looking at me. And even though I am the perfect pride of Slytherin House, and so many resent me for it, well, I can't help but have the effect that I do on whom I have the effect on. Oh, is that what we're doing now? I should drop the professor and assume the position. Yes, master. Yes, master. I know that last comment was a little bit cheeky, but I did see the fire burning in your eyes, and I couldn't help but challenge whether that was the fire of arousal or something more. That hurts, master. Your hands gripping my cheeks and chin like that very hard. You might bruise me. You're right. Good thing that there's magic to just wipe it away. Well, master, now that you see me here on my knees with my hands behind my back and my eyes burning with submission for you, will you forgive me for my cheek? So it's gonna be turning the other cheek on this one. Yes, master. I will get up from the ground and bend over your desk. Yes, master, I can lift my dress up over my ass. I'm ready, master. 10 strikes. Yes, master. Yes, master. Oh, feeling your hands over my ass like that. Just, I think I still have bruises from last week. Should you cast a spell or should I? Here, before I give you my wand. Mufliato. Here. Oh, just making sure that no one hears me scream. Yes, master. Yes. You want me to say, thank you, master. May I have another? Yes, sir. And how many strikes will I receive for my insubordination? 13. Lucky number 13. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm ready. Thank you, master. May I have another? Yes, sir. Thank you, master. May I have another? 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 Please. Thank you, Master. May I have another? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'll take the rest of them like a good girl. You want me to count them out? Yes, sir. Oh, 7. Ah, 8. Oh, 9. Ah, 10. Ah, 11. Yes, Master. One more. Yes. I'm ready for one more, Master. 13. Oh, thank you, Master. Oh, fuck. Yes, sir. Yes. It hurt very much. Oh, sir, my ass is aching. It's stinging. Oh, it hurts so much. Please, please, rub it. Please, please, sir. Please. Please. Oh, please. Yes, Master. I learned my lesson. Never to tease you like that again about being jealous of other men looking at me lustfully as you do. Why? Because you are the only man, wizard or otherwise, that owns my body like this. Oh, thank you, Master. Oh, is that salve? Oh, your fingers feel so good against my welted and stinging ass. Oh, I bet it's absolutely bright fucking red right now, sir. Your fingers easing the salve onto it and rubbing it better feels so good. 10 points. Well, thank you, sir. I did take it like a good girl. I do think Slytherin House deserves 10 points. Sir? Yes, I do happen to be particularly drippy right now. Oh, sir, you know I love it when you use my cunt juice to rub up against my ass. Yes, Master. Yes. Please, please, please shove those 2 fingers inside. They're wet enough, Master. My cunt is sticky and drippy with my juices, and they're so good for sliding. Sliding your fingers in my ass. Is that how you're gonna use me tonight, Master? Are you gonna use my ass? Yes, Master. Yes, Master. I'll get on the table and lie on it. And I'll put my head on the edge. Scoot up. There we go. and hang my head upside down from it. Yes, sir. Yes. I'll spread my legs nice and wide for you, sir. You want to be able to play with my ass while I take your cock in my mouth hole? Yes, sir. Please, please, potions master. Please, please fill my mouth with your cock. Oh, yes, sir. I already have a bunch of spit because I was crying while you were spanking me. Oh, you're gonna make me cry even more now when you fuck my face. Sir, oh, that thick spit is just dripping down all my face. Your balls are hitting my face. I was thrashed. So good to have you fuck my face and fill my mouth with your cock as you fill my ass with your fingers. Nice and wet so that it can just slide into my ass. Oh, there's so much spit. Oh, master. So much spit. Just dripping down my face onto the stone floor. Yes, sir. Master, please. Please. Please, potions master. Oh, please fuck my ass with your cock. Please. These fingers feel good, but I really, really need your cock in my ass now. Please. Please. Please, sir. Please. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll get off the table and get back on my feet like I was when you were spanking me. Yes, master. Oh, my cunt is very wet. Oh, and so is your cock from fucking my throat like you did. Yes, master. Rub your fingers all over. Rub your fingers all over my face. Rub that dirty, slutty spit and reminding me of what a dirty, dirty slut I am for you. Yes, master. Oh, I feel your cock teasing my cunt. I'm getting wetter and getting ready. Oh, to tease my little asshole. I think it's ready. Yes, potions master. It's ready. Well, you've definitely looped it up enough. Those three fingers you had stuck inside while I was choking on your cock definitely spread me wide enough. Yes, sir. Yes. Hold up my dress. Will you slowly fill my ass? I know you're just torturing me, master. I know you're torturing me by going so slowly because you know how I like to feel you inside me. You know how I like to get fucked in the ass, sir. That's just how I like to get fucked in the cunt. And in my mouth. Hard. Fast. Painfully. Oh, yes, sir. Just like that. Oh. Who's been a good girl? I've been a good girl, sir. I've been a good, good girl. I've done all my duties. Oh, to this house. I'm a good girl. Yes, sir. I've earned my points fair and square. Oh. Yes, sir. I've been a very, very good girl. And good girls get potions master cock in their asses. Potions master. Yes, sir. I know I can't come without your permission. Yes, master. I would never, ever come without your permission. Yes, master. I am the pride of my potions master. I am the pride of Slytherin House. I will do anything and everything in my power to advance my house and to serve my master. Yes, sir. Yes. Even if that means taking my head of house's cum so far deep in my ass as I must. Yes, sir. Yes, please. Please, I know you're close. Please, please, master, please let me come with you. Please, 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 please. Please let the Slytherin head girl come with you, please. Please, please, master, please, 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 please. Only if I clean you up. Yes, sir. Yes, master. I'll do anything. Please just let me come. Clean up all my squirt off of your hips. Your balls. All your thighs. That's very tasty, Master. All that cum and squirt that you fucked out of me is very tasty. Now your cock. Yes, master. I can see the cum that is still dripping down your shaft. There you go. Good as new. My face is still all messy. What do you mean, Master? There's still some cum I have to clean off. You're scooping some of the cum that's dripped out of me. Well, I guess I'm gonna have to lick it off your fingers. Thank you, sir. Yes. May I please have my wand back now? Thank you, sir. Scourgify. Yeah. Well, now I'm all clean. And now you're all clean. Yes. Here are my hands. Thank you for helping me up. Let me just fix my dress. My hair. And I think I may have broken that potion vial that was on your desk. Reparo. Okay. Accio school robe. There we go. Let me just put this back on top. Okay. I think that was a successful discussion that we had, don't you think, Professor? Yes. Well, I definitely think that certain house points are in order, as you mentioned. Oh, 50 points for the face fucking. Wow. I didn't realize I took it that well. And another 50 for that ass pounding. Well, I can't really argue with that, Potions Master. I did take it very, very well. Oh, and another 40 for the final cleanup. The manual, non-magical kind. So let's see, that's a total of 10, 50, 50, 40, 150 points for the house. Well, I guess I am the pride of Slytherin after all. What is your house going to do when I'm gone, Master? Well, you're right. I will be your apprentice and then I will be another Hogwarts professor, so I guess we can team up on discounting house points. Well, you are correct about that. Part of being the most exceptional witch of your age is getting a job offer as a professor at Hogwarts at the ripe young age of 19. So I suppose that when I come back on as a staff member and I'm in charge of teaching international magical studies, that we can team up and continue giving and taking points away as we please. Oh, you're right, Potions Master. I did earn every single point today that I received. I just hope there's another opportunity for me to earn some more points, maybe later on tomorrow or after your class this week. Yes, sir. Well, I suppose I could wait until then.